This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
And we are back on Monday talking about the lovely ladies of Atlanta reunion part two. I think I liked part two better than part one. I don't know what your thoughts were.
I disagree. I think part one was gave us the information we needed, and part two is just a little bit of a extension that we didn't necessarily need, and that's how I feel about that. I mean, it's always fun to watch these women, but like there was no base on what they were fighting about. This was just kind of like an insert episode. It's almost like episodes have blooper reels, and this was like what I got from that, which I love. I love their insults, but I was like, okay, could have been watching something else, but that's how I feel.
So before we get too deep into Atlanta, how was your weekend? What'd you get up to in quarantine?
It was really good. No, it was okay. Want to know what the highlight of my weekend was? So I brought my car into Manhattan, and there's like, how can I explain this? Manhattan's almost like a calm mayhem right now. There's like no rules that I know about, and like everyone's behaving and doing what they're supposed to, but to like an extent. And like, I parked my car on the street for 3 days and no ticket. So that was that's pathetic that was the highlight of my weekend in quarantine. Like, what else do I have?
We got to take what we can get right now. On Saturday, I rented a city bike, which I've never done before.
I will not do that.
I rode down to Times Square.
That's nice.
I wanted to see Times Square, even though it sucks, but also that was just like as far as I was willing to go because then I had to go back.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice though.
Yeah,
I might take my bike out today.
I got a little sunburn.
Oh, I like that. I'm jealous.
But yeah, another important update that happened over the weekend. So last week we had the Vanderpump Rules editor gate drama with Sheena, and said editor Brie Dellinger posted an open letter on Friday sharing that she did get fired from Vanderpump Rules after her comments became public. And she said a lot in the letter. It's still on Reddit if you want to read the whole thing. But she does not sound like she's sorry about anything she did. I will say that.
Here's the thing. Unless she had something in the pipeline, like another job or another offer, another something, then that's fine. Whatever. But for you to lose your job, a good job from an outside perspective for something like that, oh my goodness, like that is not worth it, you know? Like
she said that she's working on another show, but I still just don't get. She said that her words were taken out of context, and it's like, girl, you said Sheena should have befriended you if she wanted to get a better edit. Like, that's not out of context. Like, you said it. I don't know.
That's crazy.
It's a classic thing for people to say that their words were taken out of context. And it's like, no, it's a podcast. You can listen to the audio.
I know. And it's just not like, why would you do that? You have to think before you say anything, especially if you're dealing with people in the public eye. Right. Well, good luck to you.
Good luck, Brie. Sure.
Good luck.
Okay, so getting into the Atlanta reunion, we pick up where we left off last week with Portia having this quote-unquote receipt about Kenya talking shit about Cynthia. And I'll be honest, I love Portia, but this receipt was a little bit weak.
Well, I mean, did you see last week the leading up to it? Like, what was it? Remember last week when we discussed it, we were like, what could it be? What could it be? Why is this taking so long? And now we see why, because it's like...
And because, okay, did Kenya say something to Portia about Cynthia? Yes. But it was basically just like, did you see that scene? Wow, that scene was crazy. I thought Cynthia had my back. It wasn't... Portia made it sound like Kenya texted her being like, Cynthia's evil and she needs to be off the show. And then it basically was just like, oh, I didn't like what she said to Eva.
Yeah, it's she took it. And I think, here's what I think was going through Portia's mind. She probably wasn't expecting Andy to be like, send me the receipt. So she, in her mind, was making this whole big thing. And then when she was like, oh, fuck. I gotta send it. She was like, okay, so maybe it's not as crazy as I made it out to be, but that was fun while it lasted.
I did like Portia casually just goes, we had just watched the scene of Cynthia and Bottom Bitch referring to Eva, and it was just such effortless shade. Portia really, really comes through with these shady phrases and clapbacks and names and whatever, and it is so fun to watch.
Yeah, but I mean, I love Portia too, but sometimes when she goes on these like insult rants, I'm like, did you have these written down? Like, was she like waiting for, she's like, okay, I don't have anything to say now, here's this. But I did like when, I really appreciated this, because you know how I feel about Cynthia and Nene's friendship, when Andy asked Nene and Cynthia and they each said it, and I was like, oh my god, so they're like not friends, you know, they're like not in a bad place, they're cordial, and I really appreciated that. They're obviously not where they were in the beginning or like from when we knew them in the past, but they're working on it, it seems, and like I love friendships on the Housewives, and that one made me feel good.
I think Nene and Cynthia have gotten to a point where they have to have some level of respect for one another. And honestly, they're not, neither of them are, they don't have issues with each other anymore. It makes sense that they have friction sometimes, or, you know, that they have a lot of history and baggage and whatever, but there's no reason that they should be fighting with each other right now. Like, they have bigger fish to fry. Like, Nene fighting with Kenya is way more compelling than Nene fighting with Cynthia to me. And obviously, Cynthia and Kenya are close now, but I like when Nene and Cynthia have at least a cordial relationship.
Yeah.
One thing that bothers me to no end is that Kenya will not fucking own up to crashing Marlo's hair event. And time after time, she has passed up an opportunity to admit any wrongdoing in that situation. And
or ever.
Even last night, we saw, she asked if it was wrong, and she goes, well, was it wrong when they came to my hair event 3 years ago and tried and said it was water in the bottles? And it's like, Marlo had nothing to do with that.
Right. Meanwhile, they showed the clip from it, though. Like, they had
she's trying to go tit for... She's trying to go tit for tat with Marlo on something that Marlo had nothing to do with, and then acting like that's the reason why she didn't do anything wrong. And it's like, girl, just own up to it. Like, that was a shady ass thing to do.
Yeah. And 3 years ago, you have no leg to stand on, really. At least, like, if you have something that's like relevant or just happened, you have like some sort of power behind you. But this, like, come on, that is a true like tit for tat scenario.
That being said, I do really want Kenya to release a Kenya More hair care song on iTunes, because I constantly have Kenya More hair care stuck in my head, and I would absolutely listen to that.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think of we'll wait for that. Maybe we'll put that into the universe, Dylan, and like maybe that, I mean, what else do they have to do right now, really? So I mean, that
Gone
might
with
make
the Wind Fabulous. Gone with the Wind Fabulous is such a banger that I would love for Kenya to make her return to music.
Right.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they are the only shapewear that won't ever roll down, no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about effective shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
My other favorite part of last night, because there were so many, was the muting saga continued. Andy loves that mute button and he works it. And like, it's so funny because they all tap their ear and they're like, I can't hear Nene. I can't hear Nene. And I was like, you muted her. You muted her. And then what, he mute everyone? Did he mute everyone at one point? Like he muted all of the women.
When he muted Candy and Nene, they kept yelling for like 30 seconds after. It was so long that before they realized. And they're like touching their ear. Like Portia and Eva are like, there's no sound.
Wait, I literally just said that, Dylan. Did you not hear me? Were you muted?
Maybe Mike muted you in the background.
Also our other, what we talked about last night, Portia coming through with that card, and we have a question from Portia from Atlanta. Girl, that was perfection.
I had like an out-of-body experience at that moment because it was just one of those things where I'm sure she planned that ahead of time. Like it was not just like whatever, but I loved because I'm not sure Andy really would have asked. So Portia brought up the cookie lady situation and
small plug. We have a apron on shopbetches.com that says cookie lady.
It's very fun. So Portia brings up the question to Tanya, do you think Kenya acted alone in bringing the cookie lady to that brunch? And mm-hmm. I actually thought that was a really interesting question because that was clearly something that we saw go down on the show, but I don't feel like we ever fully had context for who knew about it, who was involved, whatever. And basically Cynthia owned up to the fact that she knew about the cookie lady and was aware of the cookie lady, but had no idea she was coming to brunch that day, which- right. I appreciated that Cynthia owned that because it's like, yeah, like it wasn't your fault that that whole situation happened, but like you played some kind of part in it.
Yeah. Well,
I like Tanya. What are your thoughts?
I do too. No, I like Tanya because I feel like she gives a different vibe to me. I feel like she's very cheery and positive, and not saying the other girls aren't, but she just gives me a different, like, almost like a fresh air is Tanya. Even when we went back this season and they went to Toronto. Like, I loved that. I loved that trip.
I think, so I've seen on Twitter and on Instagram, I guess, Tanya gets a lot of people love to drag her for not being as aggressive or not having the clapbacks of the other women or, you know, for just kind of being like, maybe seeming like a weaker personality type, but mm-hmm. I think that she actually does bring something really fun to the mix. And I like that her energy, sometimes with Kenya and with Nene, it's just like, there's like kind of a darkness there. Like it's a little, everything is so heavy. And I like that with Tanya, sometimes she's just there to have a good time and she isn't trying to ruin someone's life with shade or whatever. Like she can just, I don't know if she needs to be like a full-time housewife and on for seven seasons and whatever, but I like her energy, and I think it's a very different energy from the rest of the group, and I think it's fun to see them play off of it because they love a new person to kind of come for, so I'm into it.
Candy was also very quiet again this episode. I didn't see much from her. And she sat with like a look on her face the entire time, like she was ready to pounce, but nothing really happened with her. And I have so much love for Candy that all I want to do is like see her. And I'm wondering like, what is happening? Why is she, I almost prefer that she's not involved in the drama, but also, I don't know. Do you feel that way too? I thought that last week as well.
I definitely thought that last week. This week, I liked seeing her and Nini get into it toward the end of the episode. But it's strange because the drama that she has with Nini really all started after filming. Because right. Candy was saying that she didn't have an issue with Nini until Nini started talking shit about her in her YouTube videos. And let's be honest, I consume way too much Bravo content. I'm on Bravo Instagram accounts, Bravo on Twitter, all of this shit that I watch. I do not watch Bravolebrities on YouTube. Mm-mm. It's not something that is fun for me. I tried to watch one of Nini's videos. It was like 25 minutes long of just her talking to the camera. And I'm sorry, but I do not have the bandwidth for that. And so even if the drama may be really interesting, I just am not going to go down that rabbit hole of watching Candy and Nini's videos on YouTube. I can't.
Okay, but I'm holding you to that because I can see you going there. If you don't have something to watch one day, I can see you being like, I tried out watching YouTube videos today and I really liked it.
Don't come for me. You know that's true. And I know that's true also. At some point, I'm going to watch all of Candy's videos on YouTube, but I'm not ready to admit it.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Another thing that has kind of annoyed me this season is when they bring up Wendy Williams so much. And Candy says that she doesn't want to comment on Portia's relationship because it's not her business. Great. But then Nini tries to make a comparison between that and commenting on her relationship with Wendy Williams. And I'm like, that is not the fucking same thing. Nobody's talking about Wendy Williams right now.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing that up again? Like,
Wendy
no.
Williams is like a weird friend of the show.
Yeah, she's Wendy not... Williams is like the seventh housewife, the like silent housewife.
It is. It's like she's like a ghostwriter, but a housewife edition.
So then we basically end the episode with Nini and Candy just yelling back and forth at each other. Yeah. And there were some great little moments that came from this. Like when Nini tells Candy to learn from the lunchbox, which of course is a reference to Mama Joyce's story about her lunchbox getting stole. I don't know. I can't even remember that story. It's ridiculous. And then when Candy finally gets to, "You can't stop seeing me because I'm everywhere, bitch. I'm embedded in your motherfucking brain, bitch."
Well, Candy, like Portia, but Candy's more intimidating to me, is like comes at you. So she was like ready with her hands and whatever and ready to go like through the screen when she, and she's like that in real life too on the episodes. And I love that from Candy because she's like, you better listen to me. I just made that up. She didn't say that. You better listen to me. Why did I just say that? That seems really intimidating. Candy, you better listen
Candy
to me.
Candy starts to get upset and she has that little crack in her voice when she's like, "You better not talk about Todd." It's so good.
Oh my God. I don't know where this, I love Candy so much. I don't know why.
And okay, whatever. But I think my favorite moment of the entire episode was when Nini was trying to come for Candy and she was saying a lot of things and then she latched on to saying that Candy is unforgettable. And she definitely meant forgettable. Like, she said it like 20 times. And it's like, that is not,
Yeah, and that's like the worst when you go to like be mean and it doesn't like work out. They were like, "I think you meant forgettable." That was awkward. I was like, oh God, what are you supposed to like, how do you come back from that?
And she just said it so many times. And I guess that's how you come back from it, is you just keep saying it until everybody else thinks you're right. I don't know.
It's like that's what I meant to say.
You're like, exactly. Forgettable. Unforgettable, bitch.
That's unforgettable.
Remember when Natalie Cole was on Real Housewives of New York?
No. Like, I don't remember. I'm surprised. I usually remember random details like that. And I don't, give me some context. Where were they?
Oh, it was like, they like performed on a boat or something and she had to like wait in the bathroom. I don't remember exactly when it happened. It was weird.
Okay, well.
So who from part two of the reunion is your number one Bravo Leb in the group?
Cynthia. Cynthia is my number one Bravo Leb. Yeah, I liked how she was very cool, calm, and collected. The only thing I didn't like about her drink of choice, like it looked like an old mimosa, like that was just sitting there for like 4 weeks. But I liked her. I love Cynthia's energy and her positivity, and she just shuts it down, and of course her cheekbones, so.
I did love, she talked last night about Noelle. Coming out, mm-hmm. and they're quarantined with Noelle and her girlfriend right now. And it was really nice. I feel like she's very genuinely supportive of Noelle, which I love.
Yeah. Who was yours?
I think it's going to have to be Portia again.
Again?
She's a reunion queen. She comes literally prepared. She is bringing the drama. Whether or not she's involved in the drama, she always brings the entertainment.
Right. And she is a queen because of her crown.
Because
she loves that.
Okay, this was fun. We will be back on Thursday talking about the Vanderpump season finale and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and join our Facebook group, Bravo by Betches.
We literally love you all.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.